Good morning. Today is Thursday, April the 29th. Yipes. Joining us this morning is Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. 2021, right?
Yeah, I think so. Holy I hope it's smokes. Not 22.
Yeah, I don't know. I've lost track in the last couple of years now, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm not sure it matters if I know or not. It just kind of happens around us.
I don't think it does. No. Yes, you're right.
Oh, well, you don't have anybody with you today, huh?
No, I'm solo.
Flying solo.
Captain's at some meetings. I've talked to our dispatcher about maybe getting our dispatch supervisor in here. But, yeah, she's a dispatcher, so she's going to hog the mic. So,
I see. So apparently she's listening also.
Maybe next month I'll bring a guest.
All right. All right. Are you ready for our question?
I am.
Why do we get goosebumps?
Constricting of the blood vessels below the skin tightens up the follicle of the
vessels
hair.
Vessels above the skin?
Yeah.
I mean, give
right?
me a break.
Let's say it's something like that causes the follicles to tighten up and make the hair stand up.
You're getting close now. Goosebumps are a carryover from ancient times when our ancestors had bodies covered with fur or hair.
Yes, our ancestors, not present day.
Right, right. Not yeah.
anybody in this room.
Yeah. Goosebumps are caused by the contraction of tiny muscles at the base of each strand of body hair. And when these muscles contract, they cause the hair to puff up. This served two purposes in the past. First, it created an insulating layer of air next to the skin that helped the body stay warm in cold weather. This is why goosebumps form when you get cold. Secondly, it gave our furrier ancestors a larger and more menacing appearance in the face of danger. And this is why you get goosebumps when you're frightened. Kind of like cats.
Yeah. I was thinking about, we were watching like a platypus or something the other day on Animal Planet and yeah. how they trap hair or air underneath their fur to stay warm in underwater.
Oh, okay. That's their insulation.
Something like that. I'm usually watching it at like 1 in the morning when I can't sleep, so I'm not sure I'm taking yeah. it all in properly.
Retention level's rather
yeah.
limited.
Yeah. It's that or Hogan's Heroes that's on, so.
Hogan's Heroes.
You just
yeah.
had a flashback to.
Bob Crane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Richard Dawson. That's where he started.
That's.
Before yeah. Match Game, and then that led to Family Feud.
And I'll say there's a little bit of an age difference between us, but I still have fond memories of a lot of those old shows, watching them with like my grandmother, and I, for some reason, was drawn into them as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a good storyline is a good storyline.
There's nothing like a good episode of Murder, She Wrote. To
Angela Lansbury when she was young, huh? Or yeah, and not
Wowza.
Not animated. Yeah. Watch that a little bit, yeah. and then when you watch some of the Disney movies, you start hearing her voice all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, geez. So what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, I could go through a whole list of topics, but...
We saw something back and forth on 299 a little bit. It appeared as if a car drove off the corner off the road into the Willow Creek, I guess the main stem, I think
okay.
is what it's referenced. When something like that happens, I mean, we saw there were cars flying all over, squad cars, lights buzzing all over the place, sheriffs, a couple of CHP folks. It's interesting to see people's reaction to flashing lights.
Yeah.
And for us, of course, the guy came, I think it was one of your guys, came right up behind me, okay? Now I keep thinking, is it Cy? No. Right up, and it was on one of the inside turns, and I had maybe a 6-inch shoulder.
Yeah.
And there was a car coming on, and he was wanting to get around me. And I thought, okay, now what you going to do? Just get over as far as I could, and you know he zipped around. The other car went out wide, but we were three wide in about 2 1/3 lanes.
That's
a little NASCAR-esque for me.
It can be tricky sometimes for us whenever we're trying to get somewhere fast here locally. It's important that we talk to like new officers coming into the area, because maybe they worked in the city where cars are able to move over. There's room to pull to the right as required for emergency vehicles. Here, not necessarily everywhere can you do that, especially when you're out towards Willow Creek and the curves. And we definitely have to keep those things in mind when we're trying to get somewhere fast and know that the car ahead of you, you know, I might be, you don't want to be right on somebody's bumper with my lights and siren going, panicking them when there's nowhere for them to go. We need to realize those things. And but sometimes we get hyper focused on where we're going, what the call is. We're thinking 10 steps ahead. What do I do when I get there? There's a car off the side of the road and somewhere like Willow Creek that's down in the river, and I'm thinking ahead to rescue. What resources are we going to need? Also need to pay attention to what's right in front of me and not create other hazards getting there. So
that is different in our area than it is in a lot of other areas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, like working in Salinas or the Monterey area was my first office, and learning that, the differences, because there's a lot of rural area there as well as the freeway. So when I'm on the freeway, I'm on the left. Cars are moving right. Here are in the rural area when you get out there with there may be no shoulder or very narrow shoulder. And even another example of this is, so I'm also our driver awareness instructor for our local area office.
So it'd really be embarrassing if you wiped out then.
Yeah, I need to lead by example.
Yeah.
So every 2 years, so we do driver training in the academy, and then every 2 years, officers are required to go through a hands-on refresher training. So we set up cone patterns and different particular post-mandated course options that need to be done in a patrol car. Some are high speed, obstacle avoidance, things like that. And we run our officers through there. And that was one of the conversations I had with them in the class prior to us starting. I was talking about driving through Eureka. Cars can't always move to the right. A lot of times we end up going down the middle of the road because of the three lanes. It's not necessarily ideal, but important to be safe with that.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop with Maverick Paul Kraft out on the ledge.
Maverick.
Doing his own thing.
Da, na, 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 na.
Oh, I thought you might just go with...
I went Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was an attempt at Top Gun?
It was a very poor rendition of the little theme music that plays in there.
You're right. It was very
and it's
poor.
Only stuck in my head because we saw the new trailer for the new one last night.
Oh, you going to see it?
Yeah, probably.
Got to see what the, or hear what the soundtrack is, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the beach volleyball scenes.
Yeah, yeah. See, how well has everybody aged?
Yeah.
Oh, not well.
Makeup, special effects. Yeah. They look as young as they did.
Yeah, CG.
I was going to say 10 years ago, but it was probably more like 25 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I had a little bit of a hiccup yesterday with Michael Collins' death. Yeah. Yeah,
really?
He's 90. Okay,
and
it was cancer, and
it
was like, so Aldrin's the only one left. And, yeah, okay. Yeah, just...
Condolences.
I enjoy what NASA was, not necessarily what it's becoming. I don't know if that's better or worse. It's just so different.
Yeah, you know, we had a period of years in recent history where there's no mention of NASA. It kind of was by the wayside. They... really were dismantling it, right?
Yeah.
And then they've only recently started to revamp it, but with a different mission, I'm guessing.
Yeah, as a private partner.
More private. Public, right? Yeah. But it is exciting to see reaching out into space again, because that was always, when I was a kid, I always remember those ads and the in comic books and magazines and for space camp.
If you're short, you could be a...
yeah, yeah.
Right? It's me or a monkey. They're sending one of us in space. I got a shot.
And it's a close call.
I lost. They sent the monkey. So.
Oh, gee. Is there much private-public partnership with the CHP? I know there's a lot of working between different law enforcement entities. You guys have pretty strong relationships.
Yeah.
Is there an outside component to that, or is that kind of frowned upon?
You'll probably see that more in the headquarters area. So you go to Sacramento, and the upper management would be ones that integrate those partnerships and facilitate that. There could be some stuff on a local level, but primarily locally, our partnerships are with the community. And typically through me as the public information officer, those are usually with the schools and then the local programs that we present. So when it comes to local partnerships, I think what we have is more of the donations. So I'll get helmets from maybe a community member that wants to
bike helmets,
get them out, and bicycle helmets. Yeah. And so a couple of years ago, a local community member whose husband worked for Bell Helmets, they had an excess of helmets that were for different programs. They provided them to us so we could get them out in the community. It's things like that that usually will come up. But, you know, it's a state agency, so we're really regulated on what we can do.
That's why I figured there would be some constraints and restraints that would be in play.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's tough to get a car a different color paint.
Well, yeah. You can't buy anything without having multiple bids, and you can't just go buy a pencil off the shelf. It needs to be through a process, so equal weight is given to every person and given an opportunity to be that partner. So
that's weird. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
So I'm going down to pick a store and getting some pens.
I mean, that's a bit of an extreme example, but it really simplifies it to its basic element there.
That's what the attempt is, at least.
Right.
In the level of interest, yeah.
And yet you see government corruption stuff all over the news. It makes it all that more important that we follow those steps that are in place to provide all those opportunities to more people.
So with the relaxation of the masking in nationally and in the state, I guess now we're supposed to be the best state or the least affected, or I don't know what the reference point is, but California is now the least active, I guess might be the right one. Are you guys hearing anything that you don't have to do this, or you need to do this, or we're going to continue doing that? Anything coming out of the Golden Dome yet?
Our guidelines are based off of what the CDC recommends and then what the governor puts in place, us being
an agency. Oh, so you can have barbecue parties
governor.
Now, huh?
You try to put me on the spot, aren't you?
No, not on the spot. Just get trip you up a little bit.
Yeah,
get you thinking.
It's close. I mean, barbecues are great, but when it comes to what the officer is required to do out there, what we're doing as an agency, it's all we don't make any of those decisions here locally, other than if there's a county ordinance that is more restrictive,
supersedes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, then we would probably go that way. But we try to follow and update as they change those guidelines.
So far, there's no change.
No, we're still, you know, our office had been closed for so long, and it is open back up for business and has a lot of the same requirements that every other business has. Keep one person in the lobby. We've got sanitizer, wear a mask. Our office staff is masked. We sanitize the facilities as well as ourselves.
I saw a business in this past week. They had a sign on the door. Wear a mask if you have one. things are starting to change a little bit.
Starting to change a little.
It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, Baywood Golf and Country Club, Humboldt Bay Bistro, and Randall Sand and Gravel. Paul, looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, has the office seen an increase in road rage or any change in people's personalities with this last year or so? Are we more wound tighter? Or are we taking it easy because we're all just kind of going a little bit slower and enjoying some of the more basics of what our experiences are? Or what has there been a change?
I think there has been an increase, and I'm saying that because typically working in the office, I'm listening to the radio traffic throughout the day. So I hear all the calls that are dispatched, but I'm also there receiving calls from people that sometimes call the office instead of dispatch trying to report something. And I am hearing more, I won't necessarily say road rage calls. There has been some, and we've taken a number of reports on that recently, even just a few that I could think of, but also complaints about drivers driving aggressive, in particular in the safety corridor. Now, we've always received calls of that nature, but I think people are more inclined to and more comfortable in this day and age of using their phones to contact us and having hands-free devices in the car, that nature. It's more readily available for these reports to be made, which is probably part of it. Maybe that behavior was there before. We just weren't made aware of it. But they're having heard these calls and seen the reports as they come in. I would say there's been a few more in this last year of the road rage incidents than we've had in the past.
Yeah, I don't know if it's rage or urgency or what. Something yesterday, I'm trying to place it, was yesterday afternoon. Oh, I know. Guy with a long rig, like chip truck type, was trying to turn on off Waterfront onto the road that has got Schmidt Bauer and Don's Rental on it, kind of at the ends.
Okay.
And it was taking him time, you know, get around the railroad tracks, swing wide, all that kind of stuff, because he stopped where he was supposed to. So he had the big arch turn, and I was waiting to follow. Some guy, you know, we backed up three or four from number four. And I bet you was going 50 by the time he crossed where we were. Just, I mean.
Wow.
And it's like, and what is so urgent? What is going on here? You know, I was kind of tempted to follow.
Yeah.
But then I thought, you know, then I got to be going that fast. That's kind of goofy. And do I really care that much? And the answer obviously was no. But just that self-focus, I guess. You know, even if you are running late, does that make sense?
Well, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Because I know what the consequences are, right, of that behavior.
But do you see more of that kind of stuff? People passing on 30-mile-an-hour streets, two-way streets?
We've always seen those things. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those behaviors have always been there. There may be more pronounced now, and it has to go. I mean, I'm not a scientist, and I haven't done the studies, but I have to imagine that people coming out of their homes that have these pent-up frustrations and this anxiety that's been built up inside us, and now the first opportunity that you have to release some of that is when someone frustrates you when you're driving. That's not an ideal scenario, but that is a common place where we experience these frustrations, is when we're driving and someone's in our way. we're not getting where we want to be fast enough, or we receive a lot of calls from people that see driving behaviors that maybe are not affecting them, but they're calling to report them anyway, and not that they shouldn't.
Concerning.
It, right.
Yeah.
So we're taking more of those where in the past people may have been more inclined to just drive by and be like, gosh, that guy would get off his phone and continue on, go do their thing. And now people realize that we're there and they're getting back out. We've been educating more on what's not safe. And so they're more inclined, I think, report those things.
So what you're saying in a really nice way is that I'm getting old, and just because I'm driving a little bit slower and taking time and don't have the urgency, that it isn't anything that's new.
It's correct.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm almost getting out now is kind of the release.
Yeah.
So if I can go 45 instead of 50, that means I've got another 10% time. I'm out.
Well, think too.
And go slow and kind of, you know, see what's going on. And
we had a whole subset of people that were still having to go places, work. They were getting out of the house during lockdown that were able to get where they were going quickly, efficiently. There weren't other cars on the road. They weren't inhibited by
drivers. That could be the reason.
Now they're getting inhibited by people coming back out. So maybe, you know, there's got to be a combination of factors that come into play with it. But I certainly have seen an increase in volume for this particular type of stuff.
When you guys and gals do make a stop, is the automatic protocol check the back seat, check the trunk? Or do you just interact with the situation that caused the pullover?
No. You know, officers are trained from the very beginning. When you make a traffic stop, there's a set of steps that come into play for the safety of the officer. And that alertness should not go away during the stop. We're not walking up with guns drawn. We're not walking up with a baton in our hand. But we are alert and aware when we walk up. So bad guys are at home. Bad guys need to get somewhere. They travel on the roads. So while we may not, as CHP, be responding to a domestic violence call or a robbery at a somewhere and handling those particular incidents, we are coming into contact with the people committing those crimes as they go from point A to B. So anytime we walk up to a car, we never know what we're going to expect or what you're walking into. 99.9% of the time, it's your average everyday person that was going a little bit fast or didn't stop at a stop sign or something minor in the grand scheme of things that we're going to go talk to them about. But a hardened criminal that wants to hurt somebody and hurt our community could be the person driving that car when we walk up, and they may not want to see us. So the officer adjusts their, I guess, behavior as they continue through each traffic stop.
You pull people over for rolling through stop signs?
For not coming to a complete stop at a stop sign. That would be a violation that you could be stopped for, yeah.
But do you?
Sure. I have a couple of hot spots.
Make sure that was clear for anybody that might be listening that I could have been talking to yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know, we'll find out if I get that phone call.
Refer them to this recorded conversation for later reference.
Oh, no. I'll just tell them to pay attention when you're driving over the Slough Bridge.
You can slide me.
No, I won't even say what Slough Bridge, because that could give it away, as could his initials.
We patrol them all, so we'll keep our eyes
out. That's right. Be looking for a Eureka kid. KINS, news and information, not me. It's 844.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 848. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft. Paul, you said baton. I would have thought a Louisiana kid would have said batten.
Batten.
A batten stick.
Baton rouge.
Yeah,
I could slip into it if I need to.
Yeah. Hey, is there any progress on the new office? Are you guys still chasing the Jacobs Avenue or the Jacobs Junior High site?
No, you know, I'm not in the loop. That's not made, again, one of those things that's made at a headquarters level, those decisions. But as of now, I have really no idea. I imagine with budgetary constraints from the last year or so.
Hey, wait, no, we got all these surpluses that the governor's throwing all over the place, right?
That's why I say, who knows?
Yeah, okay.
Right now, there's no word on that. We're happily situated in the office we're at now, so people still know where to find us.
Just get some more bug zappers out there and not worry about it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is right next to a cow pasture, so yeah. If the wind shifts.
Yeah. We know that one well here, too.
You do.
What's got your attention now for the next couple weeks here? We have graduation, but it's not like the typical graduation period.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard much from the schools yet when it comes to like sober grad type of events that we would typically be working going into May and June. We are coming up into the summer months of travel, and, you know, my understanding is a lot of people went out and bought motorhomes, campers, trailers for travel. And
you mean new ones, not these old chunkers we're seeing around.
I can't find a used one for myself that I wanted to get because they're all snapped up. But I think there's going to be a lot of travel this summer because less air travel, more road travel. And that's what we're kind of gearing up for, is to be prepared for that.
Well, and that's what we've heard also from the lodging industry.
Yes.
So are you going to change anything different? Are you going to hide behind billboards instead of bushes? I mean, what?
Oh, come on. That's cliche now. Okay. We're not Dukes of Hazzard. Although that's. We're looking at additional enforcement and education when it comes to all that stuff. So May, just starting with May coming up, we talked earlier, we have the Click It or Ticket campaign. Motorcycle safety awareness will be running. We just put out a press release yesterday for our May special operation we're going to be doing at the end of the month. But there will be, there'll be educational press releases and things that come out from our department throughout the month. And officers in general during patrol will focus on motorcycle safety. So, and car seats and seat belts are going to be a big push for the month of May as well. And then summer travel, we'll probably get into that next month with safety tips and travel tips.
The seatbelts and that stuff, those are add-ons? Those aren't stopping infractions?
No, for California, we can still stop for a seatbelt. There are some states that's a secondary infraction I can't stop for. But car seats, we usually can't see that violation if a car seat's installed improperly or a child not belted properly unless they're standing up in the seat.
I wouldn't think that would be a violation. I would think that would be a safety thing.
It absolutely is. Well, I mean, we are big on car seat safety. I do installations and car seat checks at our office. You can contact me. I'll check your car out if you need to, help you get a car seat if you need one. We have some resources locally for that. So it is a big deal for us. It's hard to see when you're just driving.
Do those rules apply to RVs also? If you've got a little guy?
Very tricky, and it's going to take a much longer conversation.
All right. Well, now you know one of the
hit
questions.
The minutia of that.
Once we get into May. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Absolutely.
See everybody tomorrow.